I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. About 600,000 tourists are expected to be in London on Friday. They're going there for the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. And it's not just visitors from abroad who are all hepped up. Britons themselves will mark the day with royal wedding parties. But there's likely to be a difference between the atmosphere on Friday and that in 1981, when Prince Charles married Diana. From London, the world's Laura Lynch has a tale of two streets. Folks on one will party hardy, on the other, not so much.
In 1981, the bunting was out, and so was the sun. In the streets, they sang dressed up in costumes and snacked on cakes at communal tables. Thousands of parties, millions of people, taking part in what Chris Gittens calls a grand British tradition.
It's not quaint when you understand the origin.
Gittens heads an organization promoting street parties and community spirit.
In 1919, after the First World War, it was the first time when the people themselves gathered together as a tea party in their own streets in a genuine celebration of the end of the First World War.
Hello, Jane, the teacher.
In Angela Rogers' backyard, the residents of Nightingale Avenue are gathering to do what they've always done. Plan a party to mark a royal occasion. Rogers has lived on this road all her life. For her, the memories of street parties past are vivid.
Oh, the food, the cakes, everybody dressing up, everybody wearing royal, is it regalia the right word?
Yes.
Which is why I'd love to recreate that. I hope somebody comes in bride wear, it'd be lovely.
It's people like Rogers that set this road apart. Tucked up in the northeast reaches of London, Nightingale Avenue is full of people who have stayed put through the decades. Children play on the streets, neighbors know one another. Carol Baker's husband always tells her that she lives in and believes in a part of England that is fast disappearing.
He thinks I live in a bubble. I adore it here. I feel safe. I feel cocooned. I feel that we have a real community spirit, and I do walk down the road smiling at people.
The numbers may bear out the belief that modern-day Britain is less neighbourly, more impersonal. Though it's difficult to tally an exact total, there are thousands fewer street parties planned now than there were in 1981. Party booster Chris Gittens blames the drop-off on people's reluctance to gather outdoors in the chilly springtime air.
We've realised, of course, this is the first royal event that's not being held in the summer.
But there are other factors at play. In 1981, no one had to pay for liability insurance. Public health regulations this time mean neighbours can't share food at communal tables. Some councils are charging fees. That may be why the district of Haringey, close to downtown London, has gone from street party central to a community of party poopers. Alexandra Gardens in Haringey was one of more than 50 streets that held a royal street party in 1981. This time, there are only seven planned, and Alexandra Gardens isn't on the list. Australian immigrant Peter Azzarati doesn't seem to care that the street is bucking tradition when it comes to the royal wedding.
So what are you going to do on the Friday?
I probably won't be watching it, to be honest with you. I'll probably go down the pub somewhere and just have a drink. And hopefully, if the sun's out, I'll just enjoy the sun.
George Jukic, out taking his dog Knuckles for a walk, isn't surprised at the lack of community spirit, even though he's lived here for 15 years.
Not that I know everyone, because it's a bit odd. People don't really talk to each other. So I don't know. There's people I walk past in the street, I always nod and acknowledge them, but they just blank you. As if they've never seen you before.
In their own way, both men represent part of what has changed in three decades. The population has become more diverse and more transient. A report released last year concludes Britons are less than half as neighbourly as they were 30 years ago. Perhaps that's not surprising. Many of the adults celebrating the last big royal wedding had lived through the Second World War, experienced rationing and the Blitz, and believed in deference, obligation, and patriotism.
I think that we do as much of the road as we can.
Back on Nightingale Avenue, Angela Rogers pulls red, white, and blue bunting from a bag to show to her fellow party planners. It's plastic, a far cry from the bunting her mother-in-law sewed from used clothes back in 1981. But don't try telling the residents here they're out of step with modern times.
So if somebody says to you, oh, this is a quaint notion, this isn't
part of the world or England as it is today?
I don't think it is.
It totally is a part of the for us.
It is.
Absolutely. It's not quaint. We would do it again in 10 or 20 years' time. I know we would.
On Friday, rain or shine, they'll party together on Nightingale Avenue, marking not just the wedding, but the effort to preserve a tradition. Still, public opinion polls suggest while people believe the monarchy still has some relevance in today's Britain, Friday is more about taking a day off than about celebrating the royal nuptials. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.